I've been thinking a lot about Rwanda. I'm not sure why. Covering the Holocaust there and in neighboring Zaire back in 1994 was one of the pivotal experiences of my life, and not in a good way. There's no way to adequately convey the horror and sheer madness that occurred there. I don't know how many people I saw die. I remember the woman who was standing next to me who fell over dead. The little boy who died at my feet while we looked in each other's eyes. For years afterward, he used to come for me every night. Now, 13 years later, his visits are less frequent. There was one place that the journalists called Camp Cholera. It wasn't a camp, really, just a huge field of sharp lava rocks. More than 100,000 people lay down there to die. Truly the seventh circle of hell. 2 years ago, a few months before I was diagnosed, I went back to Zaire, now Congo. I went back to that field. That's what I've been thinking about. I always thought of that ground as being cursed. So many dead, so many tears soaked the earth that I didn't think it would ever recover. I thought the madness would contaminate every rock, every bush, everything. But I was wrong. Nature had taken back the field. What had once been bare rock was now covered with bushes and, to my surprise, wildflowers. Where the air had once been filled with the low moaning of humanity, a sound unlike any other, there were now birds and moments of silence. I have to admit that I cried. I cried the first time, too, but very different tears, for very different reasons. This time, much to my surprise, I found peace there. The land had been healed. Seeing that helped heal my soul, which had been ripped apart in that field. So when the cancer begins to overwhelm me, when it brings on the sadness, the anger, the pain, I think back to those minutes of peace I found there. I know that someday, maybe someday soon, I too will find peace. And I hope just as that tortured land was healed, those who have shared this road with me will be healed too.